Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
OKC West Livestock Market is a modern facility with improved ways of handling livestock. OKC West was designed with producers in mind and truck drivers and buyers alike. They're committed to providing the finest state-of-the-art facilities, the most experienced personnel, the most efficient processing, and the most careful handling of livestock you'll find in the state. OKC West, selling cows and bulls on Mondays, stockers on Tuesdays, feeders on Thursday. Give OKC West Livestock a call, 405-262-8800 for more info.
Well, thankfully, we've had some good timely rains across the state. I had the opportunity to speak with state climatologist Gary McManus, and he said Oklahoma is saying goodbye to La Nina, and thankfully, we're getting some rains west of the I-44 corridor.
Right. We're talking about the areas north and west of the I-44 corridor. So you remember back the previous months, going back to fall of 2022, actually in some cases fall of 2021, we've had these long-term deficits and horrific drought conditions across that part of the state, and they are getting rainfall. Now, it's not always the greatest amounts of rainfall in all areas due to the convective nature of the thunderstorms that we get. They don't rain, you know, over a large uniform area, but there are a lot of places across the northern and western Oklahoma getting, you know, 4, 5, 6 inches of rainfall just through May alone. So and that extends over into central Oklahoma. So we'll certainly take it.
Well, one thing that I'm hearing from our ag producers is the rain's been great. It's helped with the wheat harvest and it's helping with some cotton planting, but we still need quite a bit more to get those ponds filled up.
Right. So that's the two sides of the coin there. We have the short-term deficits, things like soil moisture depletion, dead and dying vegetation waiting for the moisture to green up. And then we have the long-term impacts like our reservoirs and our farm ponds and our stock tanks and things of that nature. So that's one thing where we're still lacking. And that's why I said, you know, that 30-day period, we have had some moisture in most places and enough to make a difference on those short-term impacts.
McManus also talked about how these moisture deficits are impacting farmers and ranchers.
By and large, the soil moisture has been has at least recovered to some degree, enough for planting, enough to get those plants to green up and to get the wheat crop back in shape. But for those farm ponds and reservoirs, in a lot of cases, still lacking that good rainfall, that good runoff rainfall, we can start to fill those up. It's a start. The start is getting that soil moisture recharged where then the future rains will all run off. But we're also watching the clock, and we know that summer's fast approaching. So we'll just have to see where it goes from here, I guess.
For those in the middle of wheat harvest, McManus said you can expect some more rain.
You know, it does look like, at least for the next week, it does look like we're going to have a lot of moisture, especially across the far western counties. And of course, there's not a lot of wheat left in some of those counties to even harvest. But as we get over more into the central part of the state, it looks maybe a little bit more on the drier side. It's still moisture, but not as much of a washout as it does across the western portions of the state.
To hear my complete conversation with state climatologist Gary McManus, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.